Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. This is the show where I like to share with you, through my gifts of intuition and multidimensional sight, giving you information from anything from the divine to the mundane. We ask you to call in because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but we do ask you to be specific and keep it to one question. And for the first time, first 15 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about what's coming up and what we're doing at the office, different classes that we're doing, and also free newsletter is the first thing I invite you to sign up for. And so if you go to union1111@yahoo.com or the website carrieoconnor.com and sign up for, again, that free newsletter, you get all the upcoming events. And we're right now in the middle of doing the process, the series, the mastery series number 2. You could join in because this is taped, and you also get an MP3 of this. And I'm very excited about doing this series. This is where we're being really, this year I keep on emphasizing about taking the steps, being proactive. This is the year where we're taking it down to the physical level, meaning our hopes, our dreams, our desires, but it's also bringing in our fears too, bringing them up to the surface, letting them bubble up so when we could identify, then we could start doing something about it. We can't, if we don't admit, if we're repressed, then we can't release. And so it's all about accountability, self-accountability, and self-awareness, and that will bring you true freedom. So these series are very, very powerful. They're very popular, and so you could walk it where you could hear it from the comfort of your own home. And so those are on Thursday night, and we're also doing the gathering, and that's every once a month. And that's, again, all the information is on the website, and that's, again, you can hear it from the comfort of your home or coming to the comfort of my office, and that's where we're doing updated teachings, and then we're doing questions and answers, and then a healing attunement. And that, again, is extremely popular. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of different shows coming in, so really pay attention and get all information as far as what's the happenings. And that's, again, looking at the website, and I just figured out I'm a little bit slow with the computer thing, but putting something in the favorite, and then you're able to put that little favorite button on and go right down to the website, get all the phone numbers with the call-in shows, because all the radio shows, pretty much I do questions and answers, and that's what people like. You can call in for the free readings, and I also am on World Puja now on every single day of the Wednesday of the month. And so that's wonderful. And the last Wednesday of the month, I do take questions and answers that you could email. So check it out. Check out the website. A lot of stuff happening. And what I also want to talk about, what's happening this week, is that tomorrow is the lunar eclipse. So a lunar eclipse is when a moon is lunar, is eclipsing the sun. And this lineup is very important because it's in the sign of Cancer. And so just to keep it very, very simple, this lunar, when something is eclipsed, the emotions become very much more amplified. And because it's involving with this astrological sign of Cancer, Cancer is all about water. Water, again, relates to our emotions and emotional being. And so to really work with something, a lot of times people start feeling the energies of an eclipse or a full moon or a new moon before they happen. All you have to do is look at an ER in a full moon, and as a labor and delivery nurse, we used to have a lot of people going to labor or people in the ER or even people in the psych ward because they felt the effects of the moon. And because we are all, as we discover more and more of our connectedness and interconnectedness, and it's not interdependence, this is in codependence, this is all about interconnectedness. And so that means support. And so the more we have the awareness of the support that we have of the, quote, invisible, the more we realize that we are so protected, we are so supported, we are divinely guided, and then you're able to make choices and live your life much more in flow, your daily life much more in flow, versus having a day where it's just, you know, I call it the time to make the donuts day or time to make the donuts life, where it's dreary, where it's just, you feel like just getting by through life, or you're in that fear. And so with this eclipse, work with it, meaning let your emotions bubble up. It's really a time for them to be having any kind of shadow residual energies of fear, any shadow stuff coming up, meaning our old fears, our shadow stuff would be when we're children, that they would be afraid to look under the bed because of the boogie monster. So the best thing we could do to empower ourselves is to take the self-accountability and look at our worst fears, look at our nightmares. And as soon as we start looking at them and bringing them into a new light, you literally are going from through endarkenment into those dark places to bring them into to light. And by even having the awareness and putting your attention and intention into different issues in your life. So let's say it's money, lack of relationship, lack of just feeling the chaos. As soon as you start directing your energy and, again, attention and light into that, those situations, it automatically starts changing the situations because, again, you're directing your energy more as the master, more as the empowered person versus as a victim in life that, what are we going to do? We can't fight City Hall. I can't do this. What am I going to do? Each and every single one of us are powerful beings. We are powerful beyond words. We are aspects of God Creator. The more you live your life as an aspect of God Creator, as a not as a little tiny aspect, as a piece of God, a piece of Source, an angel having a human experience, the more you will really be able to direct your energy like a laser beam and really let, again, these emotions come up. Work with these emotions. Write them down. Write down, I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling scared. And then feel, what's the bottom line of the fear? What kind of things come in your head? What kind of memories come up? And as you're allowing the memories to come up, again, you're putting your attention and intention, and especially if it's something from the past, get to the themes. The themes, again, go back to those parts of us that we have themes of lack and scarcity. So if that's what our themes have been in the past, they do not have to be the themes as soon as we identify it. We can automatically unplug from them and neutralize it. It's almost like taking Alka-Seltzer and that when you first take it, it's all acidic and it's all plop, plop, fizz, fizz. And then it's, oh, what a relief it is, because we have put, again, our light, our intention, our attention into our issues, and then it's able to neutralize it. And so work with this moon. And again, the effects are much more, I know it's going to be visible all over the world, and you're going to see red. The moon is going to look really red, and the earth is going to look really blue. It's actually going to be really cool. So if you get a chance, go out and look at it. And remember, as you're looking at it, that this is all about letting your emotions come up. Think of the moon as the mother, lunar mother, and that's all about our emotions. And then we're working with the sun that represents the father, and the sun allows us to have live. The sun is our star, is our source. It helps the food on the earth. It gives us heat. It gives us warmth. And so it's all being able to get back into nature, getting back into alignment, getting back into our natural rhythms versus these artificial rhythms that we came up with for so many years to survive. Now we're realizing that they don't really work for us. We've gotten really out of balance, and so now we're getting back into balance. And so the more you work again with the eclipses, with the moons, you'll feel so much more in alignment. And then a lot of times people will be calling my office for private sessions or the group ones that I'm doing, and they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm feeling, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Everyone's doing drama, and I feel chaotic, or I feel like the shoe's going to drop, or the cats and dogs, or I have a eerie feeling that something's going to just happen. And then that's when you want to pay attention. What do you do when you're having those reactions? Do you freeze? Are you in like a deer in a headlight kind of posture? Do you get angry? Do you get mad? Do you feel like, again, like a victim? Or do you want to fight? What is the emotions? And again, let them bubble up, because as soon as we start doing it, we're able to, again, neutralize them. And the neutralizing allows you to, as Jesus said, be in this world and not of it, to be able to have different views. That literally unplugs you from toxic situations and allows you to be able to see the big picture. It's able to let you breathe. It's able to have you, again, see us as empowered beings instead of victims and pawns in the game of life. And if you feel like a pawn in any place in your life, that's when this is a perfect time for you to really write scenarios, situations, look at your money situation, your relationship, personal and interpersonal work. What is your goals? What do you want to do for the rest of the year? This year is going by so fast, and this is the year for us to, again, take down our energy down to the physical level, feel it down to your bones, and that's life force, that's prana, that's chi, that's sammy. There's all different words for this unconditional love that we are bathed with, and it comes from the inside of us. We're created with this through its coursing through our veins. It's part of our subatomic particles. It's the vibration of love, and again, we're surrounded by this love, this universal energy, and when we plug into that energy, it's a sure bet for you to feel empowered, a sure bet for you to have flow in your life, a sure bet to feel lightened, and again, a place toward enlightenment. When we plug into toxic situations or scenarios, that's when we start feeling the toxicity, and again, it feels like the plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. And so, being the people, the wise people that you are, listening to shows like mine and all those that are out in the world right now that are talking about empowerment, you are in a posture of being a light bearer, a light forerunner. And so this is where, again, be the shining light from the inside out. And as you do this, it cannot not change your life in a wonderful, positive, empowering way. And that's what we're all about at Kerry O'Connor LLC and with the world as a family, waking up and helping each other wake up into those empowered postures. We're going to our first break right now. You're listening to The Kerry O'Connor Show. We'll be back, and we'll be opening up those phone lines, so get ready with those questions. You're, again, listening to The Kerry O'Connor Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit yourtwofeet.com. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and A Path to Personal Triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-released edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today. Visit informedbeauty.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Back and we're live. We've opened up the phone lines. You're listening to The Kerry O'Connor Show, and we're live today. A lot of people are resting. A lot have the holiday off, a long extended holiday. And again, for celebrating the Independence Day. And I just wanted to wrap up as we're, I want to give the phone number out, 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And the phone lines are now open. And as I was talking about the lunar eclipse, and what a more better weekend to follow this celebration, cellular memory of freedom from England and our history of being freed. And so this is where, and even if you're don't even originally come from here, what I see is that we all come from source. And so here, working with the energy of the freedom of being independent, of being self-empowered, and then here comes the lunar eclipse. This can't be. It's just so perfect alignment. It's just like you can't make this stuff up. It's like source is so beautifully, magnificently aligned. And so the more we get back in flow with that, the more we stop the resistance and really go with the flow with this, you will absolutely 100% guaranteed start changing your life. And so this, again, eclipse is very powerful with our emotions. And so many people that are feeling emotions that are not really cheery, they're not feeling very happy, and they're not feeling free, and they're not feeling like they're directing their life. They're really getting into the chaos. They're getting into the separation. And what the bottom line means is that they're tapped into fear. And there's a lot of different texts that are out there that go back to saying there's two major emotions, either love or fear. I see love as a not even emotion. A love is constant because that's what we are made of and that's what we come from. And so love is a constant state of being. Emotions flip back and forth. Emotion, something in motion. And again, one state, when we start thinking that we are from love, we are love, we are aspects of love, being a creator, creator creating. And so how are we creating our life every single day, every single second? We have a new chance every single day, and we could every single second, if you think about it, what I see it as is a new sheet of paper. We're the directors of our show here. We're the directors of our script. So how are you directing your life? We write the people in, we write the people out. We're the screenwriters, and we're also the different actors and the directors and the play parts too. So the more we start looking at life like that, the more, again, I guarantee you, it changes your life. I can tell you story after story where one guy has, he said, Gary, I'm going to need a miracle, and he was a call-in person, and so we were talking about how his state of mind was so important because his house was going for foreclosure and that he literally needed a miracle person to show up because that Saturday it was going for foreclosure, it was going to be taken, and he needed somebody to show up with cash for his house. Well, guess what? He held out that intention. He not only held it, he believed it, not hoped, or not tried, or I think it's going to happen. He brought it down to a physical, cellular level where he knew with every single cell of his body that somebody was going to show up, and somebody showed up 5 states later, cash in their pocket, $100,000 and $7,000 plus above what he was looking for, and hand it to him. I have story after story after story of things that can seem miraculous like that. That's not for a select few. That's a part of every single one of us are guaranteed. We're miracle workers creating miracles or chaos. And part of the chaos that we could be around is part of what we could be creating consciously or subconsciously. So work with the energies of freedom, of the collective consciousness of reviewing freedom in our history. We all hold that within our energy fields. I talk about the energy all the time because that's exactly what I'm reading. And so when you work with that, the energy of that flow, work with that independence, work with free in your life or anywhere in your life that you feel you have bondage, where you're being held down by fear, trauma. And I hear horrific stories. I hear people that have lost children, have lost their house and lost their jobs. And it's not saying that things aren't happening out there that are really, really heart-wrenching. It's how we deal with it. When we deal with it in empowered posture, instead of imagining somebody all crinkled over, balled up in the fetal position, and that's when the energy can't even flow through us. You can't even get the gift of the universal energy that is available for us to each and every single one of us when we're in the fetal position. The more when we're in those states, especially when we feel the most separated from source, it's like the poem, Footsteps in the Sand. It's like when Jesus says, that's when I carried you. Where were you when I needed you the most? Look, there's only one footsteps in the sand there. See, I was abandoned. You did abandon me. This is where we're going down and getting rid of those stories of being separated from source creator, whatever that means to you, and realize that this comes from inside. And when you feel and light that spark, light that passion from inside of you, and then imagine tons and billions of hands coming out of your body, out of your skin, and shaking hands with your higher essence, your God creator. And it's not somewhere up inside of you. It's all around you. And then that opens up your energy field to, again, take in this life force, take in that prana, and then you start seeing life differently. You start radiating differently. People literally say you start looking younger because you are getting younger because you're lightening up, and people feel it or sense it in people's energy fields. And so this is the time for us to, again, go clean out our closets physically, mentally, emotionally, and have the courage to say, all right, I'm so sick of feeling afraid about money. I'm so sick of feeling afraid about relationships. I'm so sick of feeling afraid about, am I going to have enough security when I get older, and realize that that is a thought pattern that can be changed because we created it in the beginning. And again, as soon as we put our attention, that means awareness to it. That means having accountability, self-accountability, and really getting out of the victim state. And a lot of times people's stories, they can feel like, I didn't create this. I lost my job. How can I be a part of this? This is not about finger wagging and saying, you bad person, you must have very bad karmic past life. This is not about that. This is about saying my current state of being does not matter. So if I don't have a job, I don't have a relationship right now, that does not define me. I define myself. My belief systems show how I'm directing my energy. So my current state of being does not define me right now, especially when I'm changing. My state of being defines me. How am I feeling now? So the more you're able to plug into, again, joy, happiness, freedom, the more that's going to spill over on your outside experiences. And you'll see those in those directions in your life where you could be feeling paralyzed or, again, a victim of circumstances or feeling the fear. And you know what? Guys, even if the old saying in AA, fake it till you make it, if it sounds foreign to you or if it feels like the story, I've noticed because I've been away on vacation, I've been around a lot of paradoxes, a lot of vacation time, but also a lot of drama and a lot of chaotic situations. And it's like it was a challenge every day, or not a challenge. It was like I had to flip it around and saying, okay, I could take this attitude of this is my vacation's wrecked, blah, blah, blah. Or I could turn around and saying, wow, this is a wonderful opportunity to practice what I preach, talk about, walk in my core, not having what the circumstances are around me that feels like a tornado wanting to pull me in. It's being able to really reach in my core and not be of this chaotic energy. And as soon as I really held my core and decided not to tap into the drama, not to tap into the seemingly craziness, but then all of a sudden, nothing wrecked my vacation because I couldn't wreck my vacation unless I invested my attention into that. It was going to wreck it. So this is where simple example, I could give you 50 million of them, of how we can change our mind every day and where things could seem like they're going downhill as far as anywhere, a relationship, job, money. And as soon as you turn your energy, as soon as you turn your thoughts, as soon as you really understand what is my core belief systems, work with the moon, work with the energies, realizing that this is magnetically pulling it up. It's like I talk about magnets in front of people all the time, and I literally see it. That's how I'm seeing the energy field, with magnets pulling up. We are electromagnetic beings. We talk about that. We know we're energy. Another word for that is that we're electromagnetic beings. Literally, this is science has proven it. We are made of electromagnetic light energy. We are getting more light. We're holding more photo light. Light comes from source, and that light, as we become more enlightenment, and so that is, as we hold more light, it's going to bring up the shadow part. It's going to bring up the ego part, and the ego's job is to keep us in fear and in bondage and in separation and in victim mentality. It's its job, and so as soon as you realize it, a lot of times people, when they start really getting into going through their physical, mental, emotional closets, they start feeling in this place where it's a lot of paradoxes. And as soon as I hear that with a client, I say, you're in a place of profound shift because their life is a paradox. We're masters of unlimited potential, and we are also masters that where we create a collective consciousness that we are limited. And this is what we're waking up for. This is where what we're getting independence from, that any kind of thought form that we could be tapped into, that we are masters of limited potential. We are masters of unlimited potential. And the more you direct your energy into that and plug into that, your truth, and you don't have to worry about anybody else. And that's a wonderful thing, too, because we come from a lot of information consciously or subconsciously that we have to help people, fix people, and especially those people that are close to us. And think about the highest form of love is you radiating out your heart signature. You radiate out your love signature. You literally are attuning a person and helping them go up into their state. We can't drag people up. That's against free will, and that's one of the laws, not my laws. It's the laws of the universe. And so this is where we're getting free from our stories and writing new scripts. And so you want to work with the energy, and if you don't like any aspect of your life, realize that you can write a new script at any time and that you got the pen in your hand. Your energy signature is all right inside of you. This is a remembering process. This isn't anything you have to do. This is a remembering, and it turns into a knowing. And so I want to give the number out again because this is a live show. I know a lot of people are on vacation, and I really hope they're having a great time, or they have the day off and they're out doing stuff. And so I do want to tell you, we are live today, and so I want to give that number out. And again, it's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And the lines are now officially open. I just really want to emphasize the independence of each and every single one of us and to be able to say, first of all, happy 4th of July, and may you start directing your energy to be free and live a totally empowered life and be the master of unlimited potential. And so it is. And we're going to the break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back in a few short minutes.
Are you preparing for extraterrestrial communication? Attend Star Talk on July 11th at the Maitreya Center in Redmond. Expanding right brain consciousness, we can begin to activate the celestial mind with direct experience of interstellar energies. From Parallel Universe Programs and Sandra Rodman, Star Talk, July 11th. Call 425-214-2926 or visit parallel-universe.us.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our lines are open. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Okay, sounds like a plan, and I want to start things off. We'll go off to Lynn over in Port Orchard, Washington. I want to say thank you so much to her. She's been waiting so patiently for the call and a reading, so she wanted to connect with her new niece who has crossed over. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so what's going on?
My niece, Sarah Gast, has recently crossed over. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Why is she showing me, first of all, the number 444? And so pay attention to how they give numbers and spells and birds to let you know that they're out. They're around you. But she's also talking about Friday, Friday, Friday. And then she's taking the word Friday, splitting it and say, doing fry as an F-R-I and then splitting it, like having like a line and then day. And so I'm saying, why are you saying, emphasizing Friday, Friday? And so what she's, think of the word fry is that she's, she was fried here. She was fried out. She was, her, but she was time, she's recognizing it was time for her, Lynn, to leave her body. And she was, and when I see them starting to draw circles with me, that's full circles. That means me, I have completion. I'm fine with that. She also shows me she's being met by a great big man. It's actually interesting. It looks like a grandfather, great-grandfather. But then she shows me a Abe Lincoln behind him. And so I don't know. I take the name Abe and Lincoln. And so, but she's literally showing me Abe Lincoln, as in the president, like that a great-grandfather had her meet Abe Lincoln. And there's something, so a sort of connection for her, because I see her face get all lit up. So I don't know if she had a report about him, if there's some sort of connection with her. So check that out. Or there was a study of her or interest with him, because what she was surprised with was not only the family that comes up, though, but also those people that are from her same soul group that are part of the her, like, this is part understanding that she's part of the same soul group. So for her to have just crossed over and then having understanding of and talking about soul groups, and then think of Abe Lincoln as far as part of, because Sarah was a forerunner, part of her energy and her experience came here is to coming in and light, like having through her death, is a lot of people are going to get information from. When I see it, I call it a Johnny Appleseed, where there's like a lot of seeds and trees are going to be, knowledge is going to be shared for generations after, stuff that you guys in the family will never know of. And so she is showing me that she crosses over the bridge and that there's no fear. She also shows me like this, like a tight hand on the left side, so she recognizes mom. Of not wanting to let go and having the terror of having to lose a child. And so she's absolutely understanding that a lot of people are like dazed and confused, but she is not dazed and confused. And she is emphasizing that as soon as she was out of her body, that she stepped into a understanding of, when they show me the movie, The Matrix, it's like that, they can download as fast as they want to download as far as how to adjust over there. And sometimes, Lynn, when people have had a disease and they've been through a lot of processes, they're young and they just have, they just kind of go into what I see is like a bath that just has angels around them, and they just are so nurtured and so taken care of that they just say, ah, and they just take that time and they just relax in that, and they relax in the energy. Other times people go through and they just like want to get the rules and understand them fast, and so they can not only communicate with us, but also she's just really intrigued from, I come from the stars. Abe Lincoln's part of my soul group, and so is John Kennedy, and so is like all these other people that she's shown me. And I'm seeing this this beautiful, beautiful Mary Magdalene, Virgin Mary, and so she shows me all these people that the angels. She also shows me that was before she crossed over. She's pointing to something that was in the right side of the room, and it was like a great big gold theme. Was she talking about seeing angels or seeing gold balls before she crossed over, Lynn?
Unfortunately, I guess we lost Lynn. I guess you want to, we'll just wrap it up. Go and continue on there, Carrie.
Yeah, I just want to say that okay. She is absolutely, it was looking in the corner, was standing there, like seeing this golden rod being, and that was like an angel that she's very familiar with, a guardian angel. And again, I'd look for the numbers 444 and also 777. That's her sign. And she's also showing me the smell of honeysuckle. And I'm also seeing a dog, and I'm hearing Bingo was his name, though. And so some sort of Bingo connection, and I'm seeing a dog with a bandana. So absolutely not only fine, but she's going to be able to get her, be able to help other people, the family members, be able to help heal. Because I know that this death was a absolute, I call it a rug pull out. It's like my cousin Jimmy, and I understand this one personally. So I send my prayers, and I hope everyone else can send their prayers to Sarah and Lynn and their whole family right now. So cool. So thank you. And Benny, Why don't we go to another line?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Lynn. Our apologies. I think she was on a cell phone, and Port Orchard's a little far away. So let's move on to Jamie. She's calling in from Seattle. She is indecisive and indecisions on two places where she might want to live, whether stay in Seattle or move back home. So Jamie from Seattle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, it's great to talk to you today.
It's great talking to you. So Jamie, you're in between two places, huh?
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know what? It's interesting.
And I'm undecided.
What's that, hon?
I'm undecided on whether to move back to California or to stay here in Seattle.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because I see a grandfather coming in first. Both paternal grandfather and maternal grandfather crossed over, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and I'm seeing that maternal puts his hands on your right shoulder, and your paternal puts, I mean, dad puts his hand on your left shoulder, and they're standing behind you. So when I see, and it doesn't mean that the ladies aren't here, because they are, but the males, when they step forward, and especially they're showing me, like, bookends, and that there were two very different men, and also the paternal, they show me the number 333, or also that, like, pointing that you were little, so that means that there could have been a distance with him, and as far as, like, he could have been gone a long time. Something with a significant number of threes, so watch for threes on the radios, on clocks, on seeing license plates with all threes. It's a sign that they're in and around you and that you have the support of them, and especially with that grandfather where he could have, again, felt distant, not really, like, when I see a table full of eyeglasses, that means that he's changed a lot. He's his energy, you might not recognize him, because when somebody changes a lot, and let's say somebody was quiet and kind of reserved, kept the cards close to the chest, really didn't talk about their emotions, all of a sudden comes in really bubbly and very personal, like very light and feeling free and wants the rest of the family feel free, that's all of a sudden we don't recognize their energy, because their energy, what we remember, is very different. So going back to the places of where you live, what they're showing me, it's much more deeper than two places, because the first thought, a thing I heard was this song, Torn Between Two Lovers, Feeling Like a Fool. And so they're talking about the emotional part of it, and it's very level, Lynn. I mean, Jamie, so think of that. But also when I see a quarter up in the air, like heads and tails, and they're showing me heads up, so they're giving you a heads up, and I see as far as going home. So California is home?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so, but it's really interesting, because then I saw you in a car, and it was a convertible car, and I'm seeing the sign just married or get engaged or getting engaged is on the sign of the back of the car where you usually see get married. And I see this trail of, like, where they usually hold bottles or beer cans or whatever afterwards. And so it's interesting, and that's where you're driving back home to California. But I want to be clear with you. When I see an old-fashioned car, that means to me that this is where the grandfathers are coming up with you, Jamie, to talk about you being a forerunner, right? That when they show a quarter, it goes back to there's, and especially when I see it like at 50-50, that means to me there's no absolute, like, when I see something like 90% go to California, 10% Seattle, that means that there's obviously the scales are tipped. When I see something that's, again, 50-60, so 50-50, 49, where it's like there's not anything that's absolutely necessarily better than the other ones, it goes back down to why you could feel torn here and confused, right? But also goes back to many levels as far as, like, going out to Seattle was like a soul retrieval. Going back to, again, California, where it's interesting when I see you in the car, there's a part where, Jamie, you're in the car, like, by yourself, because it's more of you doing the journey of a soul retrieval, finding yourself, integrating your energy. And so going back there would be like getting there, just married means unified feel to me, having done a lot of work. And so it's like you're also in the driver's seat. And when I see convertible, that means feeling the freedom. So the Jamie that would be going back to California is a very different Jamie that left from, went to Seattle. And so going back to as far as heads and tails, and what's the significance? Because paternal grandfather, maternal dad's mom, and I also want to recognize, I keep hearing the name George, and he showed me George Carlin, George, my grandfather, and so they're emphasizing George's, and it doesn't have to be a dead person, it could be somebody even in or around you. And so, and what's September? Is September when you have to decide when you need to get out?
September's my birthday month, and
okay, that would be
September, yeah, that would be
the grandfather wanting to emphasize your birthday, because, again, what they're emphasizing, Jamie, that it is much more than just a moving thing, but not to make a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. You're moving, but it is like birthday, unification, getting married, and engagement, things coming up. And part of this all starts in front of you as far as you having a unified field. And that means very balanced. I mean, this is a really huge, great message from what they're saying. And then I, again, see the trails as far as you going back as far as California. And even if you went to Seattle and you were there for 3 months, it's just a part of you that, again, is part of a soul retrieval going back. And then there's a part where I see you turning back and, like, looking back at Seattle, and it looks very green. So that, again, means to me that there is healing there, you've done healing there. And then, again, I keep on hearing torn between two lovers. Is there two people, is there a person or a relationship that is and it could even be a very good friendship. It doesn't have to be a personal love relationship. What's the major pull there?
I think the meaning of that is that I still own a house in California, but I'm living here for my work. So my husband's in California with my son, and then I'm here in Seattle to work. So I have, it's like having two different houses and two different lives is what it feels like. So
okay,
I think that's where that song comes from.
Okay, that's exactly it. So think of what they're saying is what over, especially from now to September, that things, and especially this turning month, is going to be very crystal again, clear as far as the direction to go to, the direction that you're going to go into, that your heart settles onto it. You feel, and actually when, if you just answered very fast right now, what would you say? Where would your heart be?
I'd probably say California, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, okay, all right, good.
Yeah.
Because when I saw, when I asked your energy field and not your head,
uh-huh.
your heart blew up and it said California, right? And it just, and then it went back down. And so, and that's the heart on the right side. That means presently, right now, feeling like California. And that's heart desires, right? But then again,
uh-huh.
again, I can see the confusion. But this is a good thing, that because when you get into, especially over the next 4 days, 4 weeks into the next, and pay attention to next, even the number three from the grandfather. So the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and even think of September is in 3 months, and she keeps on emphasizing three, that it's going to become very crystal clear, and you're not going to feel like torn between two lovers as far as what am I going to do. There's no, again, absolute right or wrong decision here. There's a part of light and lighter, and so you're lighting the load, and it's unified, and there's a part of you feeling balanced, and really by September I see fireworks, and so that means really realizing how much this has been feeling like pulled, torn between two lovers, and so there's a sense of freedom, independence, things happening fast, feeling, again, guided and feeling, realizing it down to the physical level spills over to every single direction of your life, and that's a generational pattern breaker, and that goes to the whole family, and that's a huge deal. So again, I see the heart goes out to California, but there's a part of getting all your body aligned to it, and that's what's happening over the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, next couple of months. And then you feel like you're much more in a posture where you're not going to turn around and say, oh, my gosh, did I make the wrong decision? Because there's no, again, right or wrong here. There's a part of just you reuniting your body into the decision of going back down to what your heart desires are, and, again, recognizing that there's a different person coming in either direction, in Seattle and also in California, because of what you've been doing with yourself as far as working on yourself and unifying your field. And so that's huge. And so that's when you just keep on getting lighter and lighter and lighter, Jamie. And so then things get lighter. And we're going to go to a break. And, okay, you're welcome, Jamie. And have a good day.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with the unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit 866-903-6463. EgyptIsCalling.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we are live today taking your calls, and happy Independence Week and Lunar Eclipse Week. So, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Okay, we have Jean calling in from Kirkland, Washington. She has a daughter who's 12 or maybe just reached the age of 12. She needs a little more energy, though. Jean needs to keep up with her daughter. So let's see if we can boost that up for her. Jean, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Jean?
Good. You know, I'm just looking for a little special blessing maybe for my whole family as my daughter, who's very, very independent, moves into this independent time you're talking about. I think we were pretty much affected by the new moon and the summer solstice. So now the eclipse coming.
Right. And also, Jean, what do you do for, because you're very, very empathic. You're beyond clairvoyant. It's like when I see a sponge, it's like you're like a psychic sponge. You take in all the energy sponge. And so you, not only of your family, but you take it into the grids as far as like the earth grids and stuff. And so when somebody's that sensitive, it's almost where having an energy maintenance program for yourself is actually, I call it mandatory to everybody. And again, everyone has free will, but it's like not taking a shower, not brushing our teeth. And especially when somebody's super sensitive, it's like, and it doesn't have to be long, even going to throughout the day, just even tapping your thymus and just sitting there for 30 seconds and just, again, getting yourself centered in from the inside out. And then imagine your energy when you're putting your hair on the thymus and tapping it, because the thymus is the biggest thing for the immune system. And it really, and it also is a place where a lot of the meridians in your body are it's a great center where it hits a lot of meridians. So tapping that thymus wakes up a lot of different meridians that holds energy, so it opens them up and it allows you to take in more of that universal source. And then imagine the energy going from the inside out of you, as far as seeing yourself as a gold skeleton, and visualize that like gold liquid, your blood in every all parts of you is all gold, and then push it, visualize it going through your skin from the inside and going out to 12 feet around you, and like pause at 1 foot, 2 feet, 4 feet, 7 feet, 12 feet. I have free energy exercises, and this is for everybody, and I can't emphasize that getting into a daily program throughout the day is so important. And also, Jean, I'm seeing for you as far as holding your temples on the side of the temples, and even putting it doesn't even have to be long, for 30 seconds, 35 seconds. If you have longer time, if you're watching TV or kind of chilling, and putting your hand on your forehead, that, again, hits a lot of different meridians. And it opens up and allows our physical body, and especially, as I'm emphasizing, this year in particular, we're being urged to open up our energy. It's like think of it as a vase that we were holding, and the top of the vase has been very tight for many, many reasons. And now we're changing the vase, the cover, and it's a lot more open. So it's like a cylinder. And so as we're opening up, that cylinder is now we're able to take in more energy, literally down to the physical level. And so that's where a lot of things, so when I talk about emotions are are coming to the surface, because the more energy we take in, the more that life source, the more it brings up emotional stuff. When somebody's very empathic, it's like a part of cleansing out. And so having, making sure you have a daily practice, but also, Gene, I'm picking up with you, making sure that you do Lefison would be really good for you and most of the world and most of the listeners right now. And especially, our brain is made of 30% lecithin, and same with our nervous system. And that is lecithin. It comes in granular formulas and also liquid, and it's very easy to find. It doesn't taste. You can put it on yogurt, cereal. That would be extremely helpful for you. Like, it comes in 1,200 milligrams. That would, again, be helpful for the extra energy and vitamin D3. Make sure that you have enough of it, and we want our vitamin D3 to be at a minimum of 70 milligrams to up to 110, and you're not anywhere close to 70. And we always think vitamin D has to do with our bones, but it has to do with endocrine and heart and energy. It does. And Oprah had a show about it, what an epidemic this is as far as how we don't get enough of it. And so really having those things and also doing the tapping would be huge for you. And it sounds, a lot of times when I tell people as far as reminding my kids as far as putting bubbles of light around themselves, it's like it sounds so airy-fairy, but the bubbles of light literally act like a Teflon. So anybody's energy that is negative isn't allowed to come into you, and then you're allowed to radiate your energy out. All of that makes all the difference in the world. It's just in tapping into it throughout the day. So make it, putting post-its where you brush your teeth, in your car where you're busy, and just having even the way writing the word PEMS, P-E-M-S, that's recognizing your body, the physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, the spiritual level. And we want to remember, as soon as we, and so when you're seeing the word PEMS, that in 5 minutes or 3 minutes, you're tapping into activating your physical body. So you see your physical body as all gold in particular, because gold right now is what your body's looking for. And then to your emotional level, and your body knows, has its wisdom to know where it is. It's the 2 feet around us to 4 feet. And then the mental level, that goes to 5 to 7, 4 to 7. And then the spiritual level, it goes to 7 to 12 feet around us. Our body already has it, so we don't have to get a measuring tape out and get our head involved in it. It will help you, again, be able to expand the energy and also act like a tuning fork for everybody else in the family, including your daughter, because I see that she has a lot of crystal energy, and the moons are absolutely affecting her. And so, and your energy in particular is also turning crystal, and that's where it's the whole beautiful thing of us right now as we're going up. It's like we, a lot of times we talk about, or people talk about the crystal children and the rainbow children that are coming in. We want to remember that they're here to also bridge our energy up. And so you're an early indigo, and your energy is going through that crystal energy. And so you're going through your whole revising as your daughter is too. And so this is a huge period for all of this, and it's going to affect the whole family in a very wonderful, positive way as far as flipping the energy around. So that should be very helpful for you, Jean. Okay?
Thank you so, so much. And when you're I do welcome. The tapping, does it matter if it's my right hand or my left?
No, it doesn't, but that's a good question. And also, any time, Jean, especially when we want to think of our body split down the middle, that's our line when somebody gets into a homolateral pattern. Think of the DNA strands; they go up and down. They cross over each other, right? So a lot of times, so many people, I look into their energy field, and at least one part of their physical, mental, emotional level, we're so amazingly amazing beings and intricate. And so think of we don't have enough crossovers, and so that means our energy leaks. So even having your body just like when kids watch TV and they do scissors with their legs, they automatically kind of are putting their heads, their feet, they're waving them. They're helping their body integrate and going, being able to become more of a cylinder. So anytime you could even do the scissors, crossing your legs over or crossing your arms over, or anytime even taking one side of your body and having it cross over the midline, you're opening up the meridians of the energy. And so integrate it and get creative as far as how many times you can integrate it. But the thymus, again, it doesn't matter if it's the right hand or the left hand, but I also see you're so sensitive that I see your left hand opening up in it as a green ball, and you can feel heat. Do you already feel heat coming out of your hand?
Well, when you said that, on my left hand, yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, all right. I mean, I see it growing and growing and growing. So I see this ball opening up on, again, your left side. And so the more you do this, the more you're going to absolutely say, oh, my God, I literally feel this coming out of my, especially your left hand, and you're going to start feeling it going over to your right hand. And so that's And I just see your eyes light up like, oh, my gosh, this is, I feel it pouring out of me. And then you can even notice when you're in a grocery store, you can pass a stranger, and then all of a sudden your energy, you feel your feel, sense, or see this green line of energy going to the person. Your hand is automatically attuning. That's when the empath becomes like the healer, but you don't lose your energy. You're able to still keep your core, and it's like your higher self, your angel self, your natural teacher, helper, healer within you is sending energy to that person. So it's an amazing period that you're, again, going through, and especially I'm seeing the J's from July to January. It's very significant for you, and again, it goes spills over to your whole family, and I see your daughter right in line with you, like almost like a seesaw. So you guys are helping each other balance, and think of a seesaw of infinity eight. And another wonderful thing to do is literally do an infinity eight, sideway eight, in front of our energy field, on the side of them. That's how our body is wired to the quote invisible part. And I love that we're able to start showing science is able to show the energy body more and more and more. And so people could get a good visual that this isn't, again, anything airy fairy. This is literally how we're made. And so the being able to get process of the energy field more than just auras and the aura photography, which is wonderful, but they're able to show the different levels. All right, so Gene, that's a whole bunch of tips, and that's for everybody. And again, I give free energy exercises out for everybody. So check it out at carrieoconnor.com, and may you align with the divine. Be back live next week, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend here.